Our membership absolutely supports the full repeal of the death tax. However, with this current budget situation that our country is struggling with, we don't think that that's going to be necessarily likely, even though it hasn't taken our focus off supporting legislation introduced by Kevin Brady in the House. We were part of a press conference yesterday. He got 218 co-sponsors on his full repeal legislation, which prompted the Joint Economic Committee to release a new study saying that the estate tax is not a revenue generator for the federal government. It's actually cost the federal government just as much money as it has raised. So it's taking a talking point away from the other side who support the death tax to say that this is not something that's going to generate revenue for the federal government. Yesterday, the Senate also had some pretty interesting votes politically on the estate tax. And just so everybody understands, tax policy typically starts in the House first. That's how our Constitution and the rules are written. But the Senate decided to take several votes yesterday. One vote was a Republican package, and that was going to keep our current levels, the $5 million exemption level for individuals, $10 million for married couples, at a 35% tax rate in place for the next year. Well, that failed the U.S. Senate. But the bill that passed the U.S. Senate takes us back to the pre-Bush level numbers. So Senator Reid had legislation that was a $1 million exemption level at a 55% tax rate, and that passed the Senate. And again, we know that this isn't going to go anywhere on the House side. The House has said they will take up tax policy next week, just before they adjourn for the August recess. We think that the death tax will be part of this conversation yet again, and we will see where it goes. But Congress must act. Both the House and the Senate must act before the end of this year. If not, the death tax will go back to a $1 million exemption level at a 55% tax rate, not indexed for inflation, and does not include a stepped-up basis. So this is our number one priority issue. We've been obviously very focused on the farm bill, but this has also been a topic that we've been pulling together state individual information so members of Congress from the cities understand that $1 million really doesn't get you very far anymore out in rural America when you look at land values and what that's done, equipment values, the price of livestock and cattle, and you take all your assets in. So we've been having a pretty aggressive education campaign on Capitol Hill, and we'll continue to push. We'll see what next week does in the House, and then maybe where the Senate chooses to go or not to go after that. But we're expecting most likely some votes during the lame duck session, November, December timeframe.